Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Oh, I think we absolutely do. And I think that that's a part of being media literate, right? We're not just passive consumers. We're active questioners. So when we see something that we think needs to be called out, we should do it, whether it's CNN, whether it's Camo X, whether it's the Post-Dispatch or the Wall Street Journal, whether it's your Aunt Jean on Facebook. I think that it's important that we hold each other accountable so that the information that we're all sharing and consuming is accurate and meaningful and relevant.
What I see a lot of people doing is they'll say, they'll go on Facebook and they'll post, I'm taking a Facebook break for the month. I'll be back. I need to do this for my mental health. Obviously, it has an impact for them, but it doesn't really have an impact for the platforms, does it, with the millions of people that are on these platforms?
No. And in fact, depending on the algorithm, his post might not even be seen by all of his connections on Facebook. You know, everyone's newsfeed, even if you and I, Megan, had the exact same friends on Facebook, our newsfeeds would look very different compared to what you have clicked on and what I have clicked on, what I have shared and commented on. So the algorithm is what tells us what pops up first on the news, on our news feeds. So there's a chance that if you make a big announcement on Facebook, not everybody's going to see it anyway.
For a long time in this business, I felt like there was a disconnection with listeners, that we didn't get a whole lot of feedback unless it was negative. With social media, we get a lot more interaction than we used to, which is a really wonderful thing. And gives us a lot more input about what's happening. So that's one way that I think that this new digital world that we're in, you know, is working in some ways. But then I think of the times when people break into these terrible, awful, spiteful, hateful debates online.
Right. Well, what's neat about the digital world that you bring up is that we can provide feedback so quickly. In the dark ages, when I was growing up, if I wanted to hear something, hear a specific song on the radio, I would have to call and be on hold for a long time. If my parents didn't like something that they read in the Globe Democrat, they could write a letter and send it through the mail, right? And feedback now is so much faster, which is a plus. But that speed of communication also encourages, like you mentioned, spiteful, hateful interactions because we are acting on emotion. And these platforms make more money the more emotionally involved we are. So I think we just have to be aware of our own emotions and where we are mentally when we're engaging with these platforms to make sure that we're doing it in a way that's healthy for us and healthy for the people reading our messages.
How do we approach people in a responsible, constructive way?
There are a couple schools of thought about that. One suggestion is to reach out to someone privately and not necessarily call them out, but then ask them, can you tell me how you came to this conclusion? so that they have to explain where the information came from. And if they can't do it, then maybe that encourages them to evaluate the information. But we want to do it in a tactful way, because like you said, in many cases, people will double down. It's actually called the backfire effect, that if we are called out, especially publicly, we're less likely to acknowledge that what we've posted is inaccurate.
So beyond policing ourselves, at 7:22, Julie and I are going to talk about some efforts that are underway right now on Capitol Hill to try to get some of these major platforms to police themselves.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.